Tonight, the Boston School Committee will vote on the proposed closure of two high schools in West Roxbury. The district says the closures are necessary because the building both schools share has deteriorated. But, as WBUR's Max Larkin reports, many people in the school community say closing their schools means asking them to pay for other people's mistakes.
This fall, Kateri Giglio arrived at West Roxbury Academy with a fear of change.
The first day of school here in WRA, I was crying nonstop, sitting in the library and waiting to get my schedule. I was absolutely terrified, and all I wanted to do was go back home.
As she told the Boston School Committee earlier this month, Giglio had bounced around from school to school all her life, most recently in Miami. But something about WRA worked for her.
Thanks to my new friends and teachers, I found a new confidence in myself that I had never seen before. I walked through the halls of the school like I've been here for years.
In those 3 months, Giglio's grades improved. She outgrew her shyness and even wound up as homecoming princess. And so for months now, and alongside her classmates, she's been pleading her case against any more unwanted change. In October, Boston Public Schools recommended the closure of the West Roxbury Education Complex, or the REC. It contains both West Roxbury Academy and Urban Science Academy. Together, they're home to about 700 students. This decision has been long in coming, so says John Hanlon, who runs operations for the district.
Unfortunately, the decision to recommend closure for West Roxbury Academy, Urban Science Academy, is driven by a facility emergency that at this point we have no control over.
The building's roof is compromised, Hanlon said, and water has migrated into the 40-year-old building. Inspectors say that could threaten the building's fire prevention and electrical systems. It's too late to fix the wreck, they say, though Interim Superintendent Laura Peril conceded that for decades the district has failed to keep up with the building's maintenance. The REC is far from the only school building in Boston that's in rough shape. But then Peril said this isn't just about a deteriorating building.
Coupled with that are longstanding enrollment declines that both of these schools have struggled with, and then academic challenges.
Combined enrollment at the two REC schools has shrunk by almost 40% in the last 5 years. And according to state accountability data, the schools have dropped from the 23rd percentile to single digits over that same period. So BPS is presenting this as a case of educational triage. If a struggling school is in an unsafe building, you tackle that right away. As the REC empties out at the end of the school day, the students are joking and talking, including about the threat of closure.
We're going to close it.
We don't even have enough money for, like...
No, it's not even the problem.
Kateri Giglio says that threat looms large in her classmates' minds, but that it's especially tough on rising juniors like herself. They were so close.
It maybe sounds stupid, but you wait to be a senior. You're like the king of the school. I feel like that's basically what a lot of people wanted, and they're not going to get it.
The district has said current juniors at the REC will have the option of moving together to the top floor of the Irving Middle School in Roslindale. But there won't be underclassmen with them, or athletic fields. Some of the juniors say they plan to transfer to another high school.
Probably they're not even going to want us there.
That feeling of being unwelcome hits hard at the REC, with its large immigrant population. Giglio was born in Italy, and students originally from Ghana, Albania, and Haiti came out to defend their school. Many wonder why the district didn't do more to find them a temporary home, especially given Peril's admission that the district didn't do all it could to maintain the original building.
Instead of saying, we're sorry, we're going to find something to make this right, it's, we're sorry, but suck it up.
That's Allison Daugherty. She's taught mainly special education at the West Roxbury campus since 1999. Daugherty disputes the idea that the REC schools were struggling, pointing to those schools' high concentrations of English learners and students with disabilities, and saying that those students have made a lot of progress. She's glad that the school's specialized programs for autistic students will be moved in a thoughtful way. But she adds that in her lifetime as both a student and a teacher in Boston Public Schools, she's seen a lack of trust take hold.
And they'll say, we've had meetings and we've listened. But having meetings and listening doesn't mean that you're collaborating.
Tonight's discussion will likely shed more light on what students can expect next year if the schools do close. But the district will also have to address that collapse of trust. So says Miran Uriarte. She sat on the school committee until last week. Because of her long-planned resignation, she won't be able to vote on the closure. But she says that as a citizen, she'll be looking for some sensitivity in tonight's discussion.
I think what we owe those kids are, you know, recognition that this is, for them, a crisis.
A mounting pile of research suggests that these kinds of unexpected closures and transitions can set students back academically and cause them emotional distress. Peril and others say they're determined to help the REC students through that transition. If approved, this would be the first school closure under Build BPS, the 10-year plan to remake the district's physical footprint. The hope for many families and educators is that the district will continue to learn lessons of its own, and that the next closure, when it comes, will feel less like a crisis and more like a collaboration. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.